You're listening to SBS News.
Treasurer Scott Morrison says the government is listening to the crossbench about the Coalition's proposed company tax cuts as it tries to bolster support for its plan. One Nation and Centre Alliance senators delivered crucial votes needed to get $144 billion in personal income tax cuts through the Senate on Thursday. The same votes will be needed for the government to cut the business tax rate from 30 to 25% for all Australian companies by 2026-27. Mr. Morrison says the government is open to talks with crossbenchers heading into the final parliamentary sitting week before the winter break.
What we've demonstrated in how we've worked with the Parliament and with the Senate is we've shown a lot of respect, we've listened, our ears aren't painted on when it comes to talking to the Senate, and they shouldn't be. But equally, I think we've shown a determination to pursue the plans that we believe are best for the country.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has indicated she will continue to talk with the government about how she will vote. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has told the Nine Network he's optimistic the government can secure the required crossbench support.
We just keep on plugging away at making our case in the Senate, Carl. We're always asked to give predictions, and people often tell us what's going to happen. Sometimes the outcomes are different to what's predicted, just as it was with the personal income tax. So we'll just keep on making our case. We're consistent and persistent and hopefully persuasive.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he's not surprised crossbenchers, especially One Nation, have fallen into line with a coalition.
Oh, I think these days it's very hard to tell the One Nation party apart from the LNP. I understand that One Nation this year has voted just about 100% of time with the government.
Scott Morrison says the government would apply the same persistence with the plan for company tax cuts as he did with personal income tax cuts. Mr. Shorten says the timing of the personal income and company tax cuts remains a key problem. He's labelled the cuts a political joke, saying it's irresponsible to give tax cuts so far in advance because no one can predict the economic situation in 7 years. Labor Senator Kimberly Kitchings told Sky News Mr. Turnbull is making promises he may not be able to keep.
When he is actually also saying, trust me, I've legislated a promise that you're going to get tax cuts in 2024. If he doesn't actually know what's going to happen now in the short term, you know, he said, if the budget allows, well, if you don't know what the budget's going to allow in the very short term, how can you actually be making a stage three promise on income tax cuts in 2024?
Mr. Shorten says it's also concerning the government's gone from, as he puts it, crying poor to being awash in cash.
It wasn't so long ago, about 3 or 4 months ago, that the government said they needed to increase the Medicare levy because they couldn't pay for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Somewhat miraculously in the last 3 months, this government wants to give $140 billion away in tax scales, predominantly to the top end, wants to give $80 billion away. This government's now awash in cash. The reality is this government will say anything in order to get through the next election. The problem is that they can't guarantee the promises they're making.
Malcolm Turnbull says voters will pass judgment on his income tax cuts at next month's Super Saturday by-elections. The Coalition has rejected criticism its tax plan is unfair, dismissing claims people on high wages will get the most benefit once a final round of cuts take effect in 2024. Average workers will get hundreds of dollars back at tax time next year, but Mr. Turnbull says income tax relief could even be brought forward if the budget position continues to improve. Labor has promised to repeal the final stage of the personal income tax plan if it wins the next election. Mr. Turnbull says voters can have their say at 5 by-elections on July the 28th.
Whether it's at the by-elections or at the general election next year, Labor will be going to that election asking Australians to vote Labor and pay higher personal tax, higher business tax, higher investment taxes, well over $200 billion of higher taxes. And what that will mean is Labor will be standing for a weaker economy, fewer jobs and lower wages.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.